Hi, I'm Ethan Murray, and this is Nature Walk, my submission to the Paul Engle Glory of the Senses essay contest. I woke up one Saturday morning to a colorful flash coming in through the window. The birds were chirping, and the wind was blowing a slow, soft breeze. Since it was Saturday, I searched around the house and backyard looking for something to do. That was when my mother trotted over to me and asked what's wrong. One brief explanation later, she suggested we take a nature walk down to Big Woods Lake. Seeing as there was nothing else to do, I accepted and we started on our way. While we strolled, I searched around the surrounding area to see if anything was happening, but I just did notice it. I remember two bikers passing us on our trip, one shiny red bike and a darker coal-colored bike. Little creatures such as rabbits and squirrels ran down the tar-stained road as they disappeared out of sight far ahead of where we were in our mini hike. I was starting to pay more attention to the environment around me, and that was the start of a realization that would become more apparent to me by the end of this trip. We had arrived quicker than I expected. Taking in everything that was happening around me seemed to have made it go by quicker. The start of the path was going in both directions. We saw another rabbit scurry to the left side of the path, and that helped make our decision to take that way of the path. Now, I had been down this path before, but that was before I had truly tried to open my eyes to the nature that had been happening around me all this time. Walking through the forest, I could smell the fresh pine wood and feel the cool wind breeze guide around me as we walked. While walking through, I continued to ask my mom questions about the trail that we had been going down, and if she knew any of the history of it, what the land had been like, and just general questions about the history of Iowa from what she had already known. After a while, we took a short break down at a clearing near the water. She had told me earlier that I could take tiny steps into the water. As I waddled into the water, I saw the cold, crisp water engulf my feet. It was a chilly day outside with the wind and a lower temperature than I had previously thought, so it did not take long for me to get out of the water. It had been a half hour since we had gone on the start of the trail, and we were now on the other side of the lake. The very first sight was a narrow crossing that started with a bridge. Just by looking at it, you could tell the bridge was older, with the rust that had started to seem like it encased it in moss. The leaves on the trees danced with the wind and made a sort of soft, peaceful song. This was the moment that I had found out what had made Iowa an interesting place. As we continued, we encountered more people on the way, some with scarves that were moss green and others with hats of various colors from blue to purple. We had brought my dog down the trail a few times, and she was always thrilled to get to go. I had never understood what made her so excited about leaving to walk around the lake, but now I was understanding. The sound of the lake was entrancing as it made a perfect beat to listen to while we were on this trip. Some birds flew by, and as I looked into the sky, I saw something that I had never seen before, a bald eagle. All this time of not paying attention, I could have missed something so elegant, but now I see it in its glory as it sailed through the sky. The snowy white head mixed in with the bark-like wings were the prominent features of the eagle, which is what had caught my interest. This was nearing the end of the trail, so I took this as a sign of realization as we left the lake. That day changed my view on Iowa forever. No longer did I see it as boring or uninteresting. I saw Iowa for what it really is, a beautiful and captivating state. That day has made me proud to say that I am Iowan, and I will always call Iowa my home.
Thank you for listening to my story.